You're going out with a guy. There's got to be something wrong with him.
So does he have a hump and a hairpiece?
Wait, does he eat chalk? Just because I don't want her to go through what I went through with Carl.
Okay, everybody relax. This is not even a date. It's just two people going out to dinner and not having sex.
Sounds like a date to me. All right, so I'm back in high school. I'm standing in the middle of the cafeteria, and I realize I am totally naked.
Oh, yeah.
Then I look down and I realize there is a phone there.
Instead of...
That's right. All of a sudden, the phone starts to ring. And it turns out it's my mother. Which is very, very weird because she never calls me.
This guy says, hello, I want to kill myself.
You okay, sweetie?
I just feel like someone reached down my throat, grabbed my small intestine, pulled it out of my mouth, and tied it around my neck.
Cookie?
Carol moved her stuff out today.
Oh.
Let me get you some coffee.
Thanks.
No,
don't. Stop cleansing my aura. Don't just leave my aura alone, okay? I'll be fine, all right? Really, everyone, I hope she'll be very happy.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. To hell with her, she left me.
And you never knew she was a lesbian.
No, okay? Why does everyone keep fixating on that? She didn't know. How should I know?
Sometimes I wish I was a lesbian. Did I say that out loud?
All right, Ross, look. You're feeling a lot of pain right now. You're angry. You're hurting. Can I tell you what the answer is?
Strip joints!
Come on, you're single. Have some hormones.
See, but I don't want to be single, okay? I just want to be married again.
And I just want $1 million.
Rachel? Oh, God, Monica, hi. Thank God. I just went to your building and you weren't there. And then this guy with a big hammer said that you might be here. And you are.
Can I get you some coffee?
Decaf. Okay, everybody, this is Rachel, another Lincoln-High survivor. This is everybody. This is Chandler and Phoebe and Joey. And you remember my brother Ross?
Sure.
Hey.
Hi.
So you want to tell us now, or are we waiting for four wet bridesmaids?
Oh, God. Well, it started about a half hour before the wedding. I was in this room where we were keeping all the presents, and I was looking at this gravy boat, this really gorgeous Lamar's gravy boat. When all of a sudden, sweet and low, I realized that I was more turned on by this gravy boat than by Barry. And I got really freaked out, and that's when it hit me. Thomas Barry looks like Mr. Potato Head. You know, I mean, I always know he looked familiar, but... Anyway, I just had to get out of there, and I started wondering, why am I doing this, and who am I doing this for? So anyway, I just didn't know where to go, and I know that you and I kind of drifted apart, but you're the only person I knew who lived here in the city.
Who wasn't invited to the wedding?
Oh, I was kind of hoping that wouldn't be an issue.
Embarazada de Marcelo.
Right, I'm guessing that he bought her the big pipe organ. She's really not happy about it.
Daddy, I can't marry him. I'm sorry. I just don't love him. Well, it matters to me.
Ooh, she should not be wearing those pants.
I say push her down the stairs.
Push her down the stairs.
Push her down the stairs. Push her down the stairs. Yes. Oh my
God. Come on, Daddy, listen to me. It's like all of my life, everyone has always told me, you're a shoe. You're a shoe, you're a shoe, you're a shoe. And then today I just stopped and I said, what if I don't want to be a shoe? What if I want to be a purse, you know, or a hat? No, I don't want you to buy me a hat. I'm saying that I am a hat. It's a metaphor, Daddy.
You can see where you'd have trouble.
Look, Daddy, it's my life. But, well, maybe I'll just stay here with Monica.
Well, I guess we've established you staying here with Monica.
Well, maybe that's my decision. Well, maybe I don't need your money. Wait, I said maybe!
Breathe, that's it. Just try to think of nice, calm things.
Raindrops on roses and doorbells and sleigh bells and thing with mittens. La la, something with string.
I'm all better now. I helped.
Okay, look, this is probably for the best, you know? Independence, taking control of your life.
And hey, you need anything, you can always come to Joey. Me and Chandler live right across the hall, and he's away a lot.
Joey, stop hitting on her. It's her wedding day.
What? Like there's a rule or something?
Please don't do that again. It's a horrible sound.
It's Paul.
Let him in.
Who's Paul?
Paul the wine guy? Paul?
Maybe.
Wait a minute. You're not a real date tonight is with Paul the wine guy?
He finally asked you about?
Yes.
Ooh, this is a Dear Diary moment.
Wait, I can cancel. Please, no. Go, I'll be fine. Ross, are you okay? I mean, do you want me to stay?
That'd be good.
Really?
No, come on. It's Paul the wine guy.
Hi, come in. Paul, this is everybody. Everybody, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul the wine guy.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Paul, was it?
Still, 2 seconds.
Oh, I just pulled out 4 eyelashes. That can't be good.
So, Rachel, what are you up to tonight?
Well, I was kind of supposed to be headed for Aruba on my honeymoon, so nothing.
Right, you're not even getting your honeymoon. God. No, although Aruba, this time of year, talk about your big lizards. Anyway, if you don't feel like being alone tonight, Joey and Chandler are coming over to help me put together my new furniture.
Yes, and we're very excited about it.
Well, actually, thanks, but I think I'm just gonna hang out here tonight. It's been a long day.
Oh, sure.
Hey, Thieves, you want to help?
Oh, I wish I could, but I don't want to.
I'm supposed to attach a brackety thing to the side things using a bunch of these little worm guys. I have no brackety thing. I see no worm guys whatsoever. And I cannot feel my legs.
What's this?
I have no idea.
Done with the bookcase! Oh, this was Carol's favorite beer. She always drank it out of the can. I should have known.
Hey. Ross, let me ask you a question. She got the furniture, the stereo, the good TV. What did you get?
You guys.
Oh, God.
You got screwed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm such an idiot.
I guess I should have caught on when she started going to the dentist 4 and 5 times a week.
And how clean can teeth get?
My brother's going through that right now. He's such a mess. How did you get through it?
Well, you might try accidentally breaking something valuable of hers. Say her
leg?
That's one way of going through it, yeah. Me, I went for the watch.
You actually broke her watch? Mm.
Barry, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I know you probably think this is all about what I said the other night about you making love with your socks on, but it isn't. It isn't. It's about me. And I just... Hi, machine, cut me off again. Anyway.
You know what the scariest part is? What if there's only one woman for everybody, you know? I mean, what if you get one woman and that's it? Unfortunately, in my case, there was only one woman for her.
What are you talking about? One woman?
That's like saying there's only one flavor of ice cream for you.
Let me tell you something, Ross. There's lots of flavors out there. There's Rocky Road and Cookie Dough and Bing Cherry Vanilla. You can get them with Jimmy's or nuts, but whipped cream. This is the best thing that ever happened to you.
You got married. You were like, what, 8?
Welcome back to the world. Grab a spoon.
I honestly don't know if I'm hungry or horny.
Stay out of my freezer.
Well, ever since she walked out on me,
What? What? You want to spell it out with noodles?
No, it's more of a fifth date kind of revelation.
Oh, so there's going to be a fifth date?
Isn't there?
Yeah, I think there is. What were you going to say?
Well, ever since she left me, I haven't been able to perform sexually.
Oh God, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I know being spit on is probably not what you need right now. How long?
2 years.
Wow. I'm glad you smashed your watch.
So you still think you might want that fifth date?
Yeah, I do.
I, Joni, take you, Charles, as my lawful husband.
Do you take Joni?
See, but Joni loved Chachi. That's the difference.
Grab a spoon. You know how long it's been since I've grabbed the spoon? With Billy, don't be a hero, mean anything? You know, here's the thing. Even if I could get it together enough to, you know, to ask a woman out, who am I gonna ask?
If you ever need holding, call my name, I'll be there. If you ever need holding.
Isn't this amazing? I mean, I've never made coffee before in my entire life.
That is amazing.
Congratulations.
While you're on a roll, if you feel like you gotta make, like, a Western omelet or something. Although, actually, I'm really not that hungry.
Morning.
Good
morning.
Morning.
Morning, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, Paul, is it?
Really great time,
Leslie. Thank you so much.
We'll talk later.
Yeah.
Thank you. That wasn't a real date. What the hell do you do on a real date?
Shut up and put my table back.
All right, kids, I'm gonna get to work. If I don't input those numbers, it doesn't make much of a difference.